Oh.
Hi, McFadden.
Well, that fucked up the skit, didn't it? Go ahead and play the music.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
and
hello.
I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys? What's going
you
on, guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Perfect, Freddy.
Well, hello, everyone, and muted ones, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 1st of March, the middle of summer, 2021, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the fat one, the sweaty one, I've had to change my underpants twice today, I've sweated through them, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Larry H. Vader, and with me is the... doesn't look so sweaty... Recruiter.
I can't hear anything except you.
Can't. Well, I mean, what else would you like to hear?
Well, you know, I would like to hear the breaking news for everybody. did it play?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't hear it. Oh. Breaking news, Vader has the exhaust fan going in his bedroom because he had Mexican.
Ooh.
Not food, a Mexican.
To that I would say...
Man!
Now I hear it.
Well, now I can only hear you in one ear, but that's just because it's ruined. So, No, y'all, it is March 1st, but we're recording this the day before, on February 28th. It was 85 degrees outside today when I was out running errands. Holy sweet baby Jesus, down by the river, it is miserably hot.
And I predict the pollen will be a fallen.
Well, the pollen was already a fallen before this all started.
Right, but it's really going to be a fallen. We'll have the Brickleys this week.
Yeah, holy sweet baby Jesus. We went from... Sorry, my AirPods are acting up. We went from, you know, it's kind of warm to, oh dear God, it is full-on summer in February. And it's going to cool back off.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess I better get on those home repairs and involve a new HVAC before much longer. I was at my friend Larry's just now. We were having a bourbon and a cigar, and I was waiting until the spring, and he was like, tomorrow's March 1st, and I was like, oh fuck, I guess I gotta get on that, I suppose. So yeah, but that's all I got.
Okay.
Yeah. Big Fatty, entertain everyone for a moment while I fix my AirPods.
Oh, y'all, the poor thing. He forgot. He's probably going to forget to say rabbit rabbit tomorrow morning. And it's just going to go downtown from there. You know, it's just, y'all, he has stuck. I don't know what he's sticking in his ears now. Is it working?
No.
Okay. It's not working.
Everyone.
Poor Big Fatty. Well, y'all, you know, it may be a new month, but it's the same old ruination as always. So.
One moment, please. Big Fatty's talking, I'm spinning. I'm having the spin of death.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, finally.
Now, Vader, with it being so warm, are you going to consider that a lamb or a lion?
I am going to consider that a lion, I think. I think it is going to be equally as warm tomorrow. And Yeah, I feel like that is just now. This time next weekend, I think next Saturday the high is going to be like 50 or something. So
yeah, you'll need the electric booby warmer.
Yeah, exactly.
The electric movie warmer.
I know. Now, speaking of next weekend, I have some plans next weekend, but I should be home Sunday afternoon. Yeah. Very excited. I'm going to see my friend Larry, and by Larry, I mean Matthew the Marin. Yeah.
Tell Matthew the Marin I said hello.
He won't remember you, but I will.
Okay, actually, but he remembers the Gravitas, doesn't he?
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm going to go see Matthew the Marin.
Is he in Florida?
No, he's in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Okay. That's where I got confused. Jacksonville.
Right. Wrong Jacksonville. But we're going to see him. So I probably have a story. Now, I don't have much to report from this past week. I didn't die.
Okay.
The coal mine continued to suck.
Okay.
The little project that I've been working on for 6 months finally was proofed and is being printed.
What proof is it? Is it 100 proof?
Oh, it's 1.2. It's not a very good one, but yeah. So we're doing all that, and I've been working, and this weekend I was just going to cut loose.
Just
and
release the loins. Is that it?
Exactly. And the kitty cats woke me up at 6 a.m. On Saturday morning, hungry, ready to eat.
It'd be the end of the kitty cats if I were you.
It nearly was. Okay. But I was leaving the gymnatorium Saturday morning and realized it was 9 a.m., that's how my Saturday went, and did some shopping, some grocerarium shopping, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Shirley?
No, I went to the Harris Teeter. I did get to the Harris Teeter. I did not get to the Target, but I went to the Teeter and did my big shopping, and then spent the afternoon over in Fat Acres with one of Burkhardt's neighbors. And
y'all didn't bother to stop by and say, "Hey, Big Party."
I mean, I could see your house.
Right. But I mean, you could have come by and said, "Oh, Big Party, the villa looks much nicer, all painted."
I thought about it. But when we were, when I was saying my goodbyes to Larry, he was like, "Do you think Big Party's peering in through the windows?" And I was like, I mean, he might consider it if he didn't think it were me in here, because he would probably vomit all over the side of your house if he had peered in through the windows. So saw Larry, your neighbor, and
good old Larry.
We spent some quality bonding time to get together. Okay. Yes. So okay.
That's always nice.
Yeah, and there was some talk of going to see the ballet, but did not see the ballet. We were thinking about it, but it was hot. Oh. And
it's really not ballet season right now.
Well, it was yesterday. Big Friday's getting all the messages. Hi, Big Friday. Hi.
No, I'm getting net messages from the NIP. He's doing a nipple walk on the Pacific Coast Highway.
Oh.
So.
Why?
Anyway.
He's fat.
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway. So, yeah. So, and then today I met up with my friend Laurencio. And by Laurencio, I mean, we'll call him Ledger. Met up with my friend Ledger, and we had the bourbon and the cigars, and now I was rushing home because Big Fatty was FaceTiming, and I was like, I have to go. Why do you have to go? I was like, I have something I have to do. Really? What do you have to do? And I was like, I have to take care of the elderly, basically. So I rushed home, and here I am, and I'm sure there were all these things that I was going to report. But I got nothing. By the way, let's talk about this. Got to tighten these up.
tightening up.
Big Friday, have you played my voice letter yet that I left 3 weeks ago?
No.
Oh.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
No, we're going to talk about it next week. We're going to talk about it next week. Still hasn't.
Well,
it's going to shake the integrity.
Question month.
It's going to shake the integrity of your little show, and you just don't want.
That's why I'm holding
your integrity question. I know.
I know.
So I. So should we do some voice letters?
Yeah, let's. I was going to say. I know we've gotten some voice letters. Yeah, go ahead and tighten that up too. Okay.
Or actually, I guess what I should have played is.
We have voice letters.
I don't think so.
I know there's one.
I know there's
at least one.
I'm pretty sure you may have gotten one, but I don't.
It came to me.
Well, let's just look, shall we?
Yes.
But yeah, I was being, there's none. So sorry.
Well,
I mean, that I'm aware of, unless I deleted it.
If I can find it.
Deleted it. We are nothing if not, professionals here.
Right. And we are not professionals.
Oh, well, when you put it that way, correct. So I'm just. Isn't this exciting?
Okay, that's, it is.
I get so many. I get so many e-letters to this account that it goes through that it's possible I drunkenly deleted it, but I don't think I did. So, what was I going to say? But also, now, did you do anything exciting this week? Did you? That we didn't hear about on the BFO? Was there a Good Friday at Fatty's? Was there,
of course there was.
Any inappropriate touching? Was there?
No.
Oh. Well.
All right.
Well, fine.
here's the voice letter. I'm just going to forward it to you.
Oh.
All right.
I'm just waiting.
And it came to meh.
Oh, let me check my spam. I have 32 messages in there. Oh, it's in my spam. Okay, sorry.
Well, that's where it belongs. Harley and KC sent it.
Oh, boys, I'm sorry. I didn't delete it. It was in my spam.
Well, that's, you know. Do you like your spam fried?
You know, I don't know that I've had fried spam in, 20 years probably.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, you know, you eat that with your shishimi rice or whatever that foolishness
is. Oh, no. Never mix spam and shishimi rice.
Oh, well.
But anyway.
Okay. Well, since we do have a voice letter that went to my spam, I guess I'll do this.
Oh, you big fat thing. Well, I hope in the amount of time it's taken to get this, you've gotten this tightened up.
Okay, so I lucked out after I was finished. I'm having bonding time with your neighbor, Larry. I ran by Rob. We re-recorded the whole thing. His whole part.
Okay, let's
see. Yeah, we got it.
Oh, Lord. Having it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life is a sham.
Probably, you know, he was using his Rodecaster Pro. And so I think it was a TPMS issue that it was having with the mix miner. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Okay.
All right. So we did get a voice letter this week. And so thank you, Big Fatty, for catching that because
yes,
it would have gone to the nether regions, which is where I believe I'd like to go with Casey and Harley. But
and you know, when you're with Casey and Harley, you want to be a catcher in the nether regions.
Hello, LFC, Big Fatty, and Larry Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R.
Oh, you're right, Harley. That's correct. That is correct. You are right. We wanted to call you and talk to you about your most recent episode.
Except the problem is that I'm shoving my mouth full of saltines and butter. It apparently has become some national trend. I don't know what happened.
He's trying to make me eat it too, and I really don't.
It sounds vile.
So I'm trying to avoid this situation.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, you are eating my saltines and butter.
Is that what you call that now? Your saltines and butter?
Is that a pregnant pause?
I think so.
Well, needless to say, we are still alive and recording. You just haven't heard from us.
Right.
Until now.
Who?
Right.
And until next time, keep it
enormous.
Bye.
Aww.
Bye, boys.
Aww. Bye. Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for being patient during that shit show or shit Sammy of an opening to all that when I was like just going to be like, no one leaves his voice, but I better check that spam folder and make sure that there's not something else in there.
Right, right.
Because if I've missed them, oh, there's another one from them.
No, they didn't have the thing attached.
Okay. Oh, dear Lord. I wonder why theirs went to spam. I mean, I'm not one to judge.
Well, I mean, but it's addressed to me.
Well, that's true. Well, yeah, thank you for calling. I'm glad you're still there.
Now, wait a minute. Have you ever had a pat of butter on
I've never had them. Yeah, I'm sure I have. That sounds like something the Grand Hatterina would have loved to eat with her oyster stew or something.
It was Miss Lauren that sent me the article saying that it's trending amongst the hip and the broken hip.
Well, I think it started with the broken hip. Again, it's something that the old people eat and they feed to their young friends like Miss Lauren, and then they're like, this isn't bad. Yeah, I don't understand it at all. Now, I'll tell you what I have been eating. Well, first of all, I made the pimento cheese, which I know you probably don't like.
Full of the mayonnaise.
Correct. Because I needed to use up... I had two bags of that Wisconsin Extra Sharp Cheddar, and I had planned to use it.
You should have made cheese cookeries.
Well, that's what I planned to do, but I never did, and I needed to eat it up, so I made the pimento cheese. But I was at the grocerarium yesterday, and y'all, I bought the Ezekiel bread.
Ah, yes.
Because,
it's
supposed to be
section.
Lower in carbs and all this and all that for you. That is the most infuriating product to try to get two slices of bread out of a frozen loaf of bread that's stuck together.
It is a little difficult. What in the world
is going on with this? And so I threw it away. I had two pieces, and I didn't think
expensive.
I know, that's what pissed me off about it. So to show them, I threw it out.
Okay, great.
But I just I wanted it to be good, and I mean the bread was fine. It, as bread goes, it was a little dry, but it was fine.
Well, you should have put some butter on it.
Well, it had. I figured, since it was going to have the mayonnaise-based cheese on it, that I didn't need any more fat to make it whatever. Because I'm y'all, my pants are tight, and I've done so good at losing
weight. Wait a minute,
weight.
This is not breaking news, though.
Right.
You know, Big Ricky's got some clothes that he can't fit in anymore.
Oh,
that he could send.
Oh, did
to
you want to wear a pair of his old pants with me? Sorry, Ricky, but you were fat, and now you're not, and that's great.
He don't listen. He don't.
Oh,
listen.
That's true. That's very true.
He don't listen.
Yeah, like I went to put on a pair of pants to go visit. I almost used a different name. I was Larry, your neighbor, yesterday, and they're we'll call them special pants, and which is why we're okay with you not seeing us. But went to put them on, and I was like, oh, there's something wrong with these pants. They fit just 2 weeks ago, but they were stuffed sausaging me yesterday.
Oh.
So we definitely we're finishing up the pimento cheese, but otherwise we're back on the Weight Watchers, which I mean, I can still be with pimento cheese, just can't eat much of it.
Right.
It'll take a week to eat the whole thing. But
Well, Cricket Hat's doing that one also.
I mean, I did it when I lost 35 pounds earlier, well, last year, and it was fine, and I don't mind it at all because of how I, especially with everything right now, I'm not going out to eat. So,
right.
And I don't right. love fast food, unlike Crooked right. Hat, who, you know, loves a Whataburger. I have no interest in a hamburger from a drive-thru.
Have you ever had a Whataburger?
I have, quite a few times, yes.
You know, they have the limp lettuce, though.
See, but why put lettuce on your Hamburglar?
I mean,
I'm just, like, why even bother? Now, I do right. love, I know you don't, but I do love a good tomato on my hamburger and some red onions. But, but...
That's indigestion in ready to happen.
Oh, well, if there's one thing that we know, it's that fat people do get the indigestion. But yeah, no. So I'm dieting again, but that Ezekiel bread will not be part of this diet. I'm going to tell you that.
Okay. Well,
for that price, it should have served me. I didn't actually mean to press that, but for that price,
but it does have that effect on you, though.
Yeah. Yes, it does. This morning I was like, la la. And I had to run to the toilet.
Shark week's coming up, so call in a story.
Well, I haven't charted myself yet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, yet. Is the shower finished?
No.
Okay.
No. Any day now. I talked to them yesterday, so we are shooting for Tuesday, so the day after you hear this, for the removal and Wednesday for the install. So I have reservations at the Residence Inn. For Monday through Thursday.
Is that the one over here near Big Fatty?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's the one on, yeah. It's that one over there, but that's not super close to you. But yeah, it's over that way.
I mean, it's closer than you are.
Yeah. So essentially, I'll stay there Tuesday night, Monday night and Tuesday night, and then stay checked in Wednesday, but come back here, you know, Wednesday night, they'll be finished. So, but I have to stay checked in because of the kitties. They need a place to stay during the construction. Right. So, I mean, I may stay there. I don't know. But anyway, so that's kind of the plan.
Can come by. Yeah.
Right. And we'll see. There was a question about if they could do it all in one day. And then I said, let's just split it. And so they're going to try to come Tuesday, but they'll let me know on Monday today. If they're coming Tuesday, or they're just going to do it all on Wednesday, which makes me very nervous because then they won't finish.
You really are very confused about when all this is happening.
Well, I'm trying to remember that today is Monday.
Visualize it.
Right. I'm trying to remember that today is Monday. So if they don't finish it on Wednesday, they'll have to come back on Thursday, which means I'll have to take anyway. And then Friday I'm off because I'm going up to see Matthew the Marin. And I don't want to tell all of his business, but maybe I'll report back when I get back if he's okay with it and his purchase of some things that he needs some help with. I'm gonna be playing the role of Miss Kitty up there with Matthew the
just
Marin.
Gonna be doing in some installations, is that
yes.
it?
Some installations and some hemming, if you will.
So, oh, okay.
That being said, by the way, did I mention that obviously my horror event was moved to August 25th? I think I told everyone that.
And that's in the Lost Wages, right?
Yes, which will be the Surface of the Sun on August 25th.
That's still Walnut Hills.
I am not going to Vegas in April for the Hara, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Don't worry. And so I'm going at the end of August. And
Speaking of losing weight, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, he is my buddy on the Apple Clock, and he's kicking ass on the exercise.
Oh, well, he's always been a runner. I mean, I would assume he trained to the Turlet, but
he's been running most of his life, you know,
right.
away from things. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, I know. Well, on that note, speaking of running to the Turlet, before we run out of time, let's do this.
Well, Hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
Ooh, y'all. Everybody, hello, right. Hello, hello. Let's play this game.
All right. Well, today, I'm not going to ask you about these two, but today is Justin Bieber's birthday. I know the Faye Driver is excited. And it's
fellow
Paul
Canadian.
Hollywood.
Oh, how old is Paul Hollywood?
He is 10 years younger than me.
Oh, he looks 10 years older than you. Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh. David Niven.
David Niven?
Uh-huh.
Okay. He was one of the... Yes, he's still alive. He was one of the original members of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
He was still very alive. Close.
I know.
He died in 1983.
Oh.
And he was in Casino Royale. He was an actor in Casino Royale and The Pink Panther. Now, the next... Right. The next one, I can't even believe I'm even asking this one. Dinah Shore.
Dinah Shore. It's everyone's favorite lesbian. Everyone's favorite Palm Springs lesbian. She's dead, I believe.
She is indeed dead.
I don't keep up on the Palm Springs.
Died in 94. She was a singer and an actress.
Well, an actress, yeah.
And she sang, "See the USA in your Chevrolet." Okay. Pete Rozelle.
Okay. So what you don't... I think this one's a little too easy as well.
Really
everyone is. Knows that Pete Rozelle was a baseball player who is not... I mean, he's a very good baseball player. Ooh.
Oh.
He was thrown out of the MLB for using the steroids and not allowed into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Very easy. Thank you.
He's dead. He died in 96, and he was a former NFL commissioner. Harry Belafonte.
Ooh, Harry Belafonte was a singer, and he is dead.
Harry Belafonte is indeed a singer, actor, and activist, and he's still alive.
Really?
Yes. In fact, I went and I said, somebody's just not put that on here. Right. That's the Banana Boat song.
It is.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe he's still alive. How old is he?
I couldn't either. He was born in 1926. No, 27.
Okay. He might be alive, but he's basically dead. Holy cow.
Well, right. It's very much like Vera, you know.
Right. Right, I bet they smell similar as well.
Oh, that's so hot. I had a couple of other good ones. Alan Thicke.
Career? Dead.
Right.
But he is very much alive. Or did he die? No, I think he's still... No, he did die recently, didn't he? He was an actor, the father on Growing Pains, stuff like that.
Right. He died in 2016.
Yeah. So, sorry, this is the best we got. This show is a shit Sammy.
Well, it started off as a shit Sammy and
it's ending as one, too, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right. Well, that's all right. It's the first day of the month. It can only get worse.
Correct. With my construction,
and it probably will.
Oh, 100%. You know, me getting a new HVAC and bathroom in the same month. What could go wrong with that?
By the way, right. Archer has just finished a workout.
Oh. Everyone's like, thank God this show is over.
Right.
I think I'm all talked out because.
Host.
I was with my friend Ledger and Larry in your neighborhood this weekend. I have nothing left to say because, you know, there's a lot to say with them. So,
oof.
I know. Well, and so.
Well, you know, fat people like to get together. Ooh. Oh.
Well, you know, we like to have a responsible gathering, if you will. So, I mean,
maybe next time you can have one.
Right. I mean, I like it. I'm not saying that I do. Right. So anyway, well, everybody, thank you for listening. I promise it's only going to get worse, but we'll try again next week to make it not ruin.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and, you know, I think I'll go watch the 60 Minutes or something, you know.
Maybe I'm going to go sit in front of the fan with an ice cube tray, just like...
Like...
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
No privacy at all around here.
Blew the whole neighborhood.
Oh, ha 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 ha.